Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 18th of June, 1969. The title is The Signs of a Life in Which You Have Died Alive. The Signs of a Life in Which You Have Died Alive. Bap Dada has meeting with different groups. The first group meeting is, what is the first lesson of the school? To die a living death. To die a living death means to be dead to your body, your friends and relations, and the old world whilst alive. Have you made this first lesson firm? So someone asked, do we not die a living death to our sanskars? So then Bap Dada says, when someone dies, his past sanskars also finish. So here too, why should you remember your past sanskars? Since it is another birth, all the things of the past should have finished. This is the first lesson in dying a living death. You must make this firm. Your past old sanskars should appear to be as though they were the sanskars of someone else, not your own. Previously, they were of a Shudra, now they are of a Brahmin. And so you must not have the old sanskars of the Shudra. Why do you make someone else's sanskars your own? What would you call someone who makes other people's things belong to him? A thief. So why should you steal this? Why should Brahmins accept the things of a Shudra? If someone's clothes just touch an untouchable person, he goes and takes a bath. And so, what should you do if the sanskars of a Shudra are adopted by a Brahmin? You have to make effort for that. Just as one never touches dirty things, in the same way, you must keep yourself safe from your old sanskars. You must not touch them. Only when you pay so much attention will you be able to draw the attention of others to this. The second topic is, what is the main virtue for success in service? Humility. The more humble you are, the more success there is. One becomes humble when there is the consciousness of being an instrument. You must do service whilst considering yourself to be an instrument. When you have the virtue of humility, everyone will bow down to you. Everyone bows down to those who themselves bow first. You must carry out all tasks while considering yourself to be an instrument. Just as the father only takes the support of the body as an instrument, in the same way, you must consider that you have adopted this body only as an instrument. The first thing is to consider this body to be an instrument, and the other is to consider yourself to be an instrument for service. Then there will be humility. Then watch success come in front of you. Just as Bap Dada enters a body temporarily, in the same way, consider the body to be a support, an instrument. Does Bap Dada have attachment to the body? When you consider it to be a support, you will not be dependent. At present, you are dependent on the body, whereas then, you will control the body. The third topic, there is the praise that a world is created through vision. What kind of world is created and when is it created? Why is it that just the world and the vision are praised? Why isn't there any praise for the mouth? What do you change first of all at the confluence age? What is the first lesson that you are taught? To see each other with the vision of brotherhood. To have the vision of brotherhood means to change the vision first, and then everything changes. This is why there is the praise that the world is created through vision. When you see the soul, this world appears to be old. The main effort is to change your vision. When your vision is changed, your stage and circumstances also change. When your vision changes, your virtues and karma also change. This soul conscious vision should become natural. The fourth topic is, those who become their own king at the confluence age can also become a king of the subjects. Those who are not their own king here cannot become a king of the subjects. The seed of all the sanskars is sown at the confluence age. Without the seed of this time, the tree cannot be created in the future. If you do not sow the seed here, where will the fruit come from? What will happen when you become your own king? You will consider yourself to have all rights. In order to be one who has all rights, you need to have the virtue of a generous heart. The more generous-hearted you are, the more you will have all rights. Acha. The fifth topic, the main duty of Brahmins is to study and teach others. If you remain busy in this, your intellect will not be drawn to other things. So keep yourself busy in studying and teaching others. Baba has told you that you can serve with the attitude of your mind and your avyakta drishti. There is no bondage in serving through your attitude and vision. You should do service through that in which you are completely free. Om Shanti.